Life in the United States Armed Forces oftentimes requires a lot of moving around, a lot of new places, a lot of new people, a lot of new settings, a lot of new places where you lay your head at night. For some, this is exciting. This is good. This is what they want. This is what they need. For others, it can certainly take its toll.
I was in the active duty military, and they flew me to Hawaii, where I was staying at Fort Shafter Barracks, and I was staying on the fourth floor. First night I was there, I was kind of having a hard time falling asleep and whatnot. I moved everything in. It was my first night.
The first night in any new place for almost anyone can be a little suspect to getting a good night's sleep. It's adjusting. It's a new setting, and our bodies in general sometimes need a little bit of time to adjust.
Right when I'm about to fall asleep, I noticed that I had a little refrigerator. The refrigerator door opened up, and I'm just kind of standing there like, what's going on? I'm in bed, just sitting there like, what's going on? All of a sudden, I see a shadowy figure standing by the refrigerator. So I just jumped out of bed, hit the lights. When I hit the lights, the refrigerator door was open, but there was nobody there.
Not your typical first night experience in a new setting. When you have something unexplained, something paranormal occur in your new setting, it certainly raises questions. It makes you wonder, well, what has been going on here? What has happened here? You oftentimes look to the past for answers to the present when odd, unexplained occurrences are happening in today's time window.
So I just immediately took off running out, found out that somebody committed suicide on that floor, jumped out the window. I was wondering if this could have been a spirit that was coming by, grabbing something out of the refrigerator, or what was, I'm trying to figure out what it could be.
Sometimes we never know the answers of what it could be, other than it was something, likely someone, from another place and another time. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP bonus episode 229. We discuss recovery. We discuss folks who are in recovery or around people who are in recovery and the paranormal experiences that happen in these areas. It's a very interesting place to be, where sometimes the living meet the dead because of how close sometimes recovery can take one to the end. On today's episode, a patient has a late night encounter with a former patient of that same hospital. In the hospital kitchenette. Going out for a little sip of juice. And look who shows up. Someone who's not currently there. Also, while going through dialysis, a woman has an out-of-body experience that takes her very close to something dark. What is it and why is it? Also, a dead body on a gurney in a basement morgue seems to come back to life as a mother and son spend a late night working together in a hospital facility. And a woman suffering from a migraine encounters a man in her room who vanishes after delivering a very interesting message. Lots of stories on today's episode. Sit back, relax, and enjoy our stories of recovery in EPP bonus episode 229, extra podcast person episode 229 of Real Ghost Stories Online. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Hospitals are an interesting place. We, for the most part, start out there. Oftentimes, we end there. And we show up there from time to time throughout life for either checkups, treatment, help with problems, help with illnesses. It's a place that's very rife with emotions. It's a place where we find out and experience some of the biggest epiphanies and turning points in our lives. Those walls that these hospitals are built out of, if they could talk, as many would say. In our next story, we hear the story from inside of a hospital as one person is working through recovery from cancer. It's late at night. They're just going about their business, thirsty, going to get a drink. And what do they run into? Or who do they run into? Is the bigger question. And why are they there? Oftentimes in hospitals, we'll hear about ghostly activity that doesn't really seem to make a lot of sense. It just seems to be people who are still there roaming the halls without really a message to give other than sometimes just saying hi. That may be all that happened in this story, but it is certainly something that would stick with you for the rest of your life had it happened to you. Take a listen. I have two stories I want to share. The first is my experience, which took place in April of 2015. I was in the hospital then. I was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. I was sharing a room with three other patients. One night I had a bout of insomnia. All was silent and dark. I got thirsty, so I decided to make my way to the opposite side of the floor where the kitchenette was located. It was about 3:40 a.m. The hallway was dim, without a sound to be heard. No nurses or other people were in sight. At the end of the hallway was a light emanating from the kitchenette. I entered with my IV pole in tow. It was narrow and empty. The fridge was towards the back. I proceeded to pour myself some apple juice. As I was about to take a sip, a woman with dirty blonde hair and blue eyes, seemingly to be in her 50s, suddenly appeared between me and the fridge. She caught me by surprise. Her head tilted to one side whilst wearing a radiant smile. She asked how I was. I replied that I was tired and sleepy, to which she said, "Me too," in a kind of sing-songy way. As I stood facing her, I lowered my head to take a quick sip of juice. A second later, I raised my eyes to see that she was no longer there. I turned around and took about three or four steps towards the doorway to look for her in the hallway. And she was nowhere to be found. No sounds of footsteps, which I should have heard in the still of the night. Still, no sound of a door shutting. Scratching my head, I didn't think much of it and returned to my room, propped up in bed while sipping my juice. My thoughts revolved around what had just happened, and nothing seemed logical. First, the kitchenette was so narrow and cramped that there was no way that she could have just appeared between me and the fridge without hearing her footsteps, feeling her brush up against me, or feeling the breeze of her movements. She was wearing a yellow top, but it wasn't like the dull yellow hospital gowns supplied by the hospital that are worn by doctors, nurses, or guests today. It was a bright yellow that had a glowing effect on her face, kind of like in the original Star Trek series, whenever a pretty female character was the focus of a scene. Furthermore, you know when you talk to someone in front of you and you can see the rest of their body peripherally? I realized I could only see the upper half of her body, not her legs or shoes. When she disappeared, it only took the amount of time for me to take a quick sip, then look back up. She would have had to have brushed against me, my IV pole, something, or it'd have walked past me. I also would have heard her footsteps and felt a breeze. It bothered me that I couldn't make sense of what had occurred, so I got out of bed again to find the head nurse, and I'd asked if there was a staff member during the graveyard shift who matched the woman's description. And she said no. I asked her if there were any guests or relatives of patients that looked like the woman, and she said that if there were any such people who looked like that, that she'd know because she'd need to be notified as to who'd be staying overnight or on an exceptional basis as visiting hours had ended earlier. She wondered why I'd asked, and I was, quite honestly, very reluctant to tell her, but I did anyway. She was surprised. She hadn't heard of any similar stories on the oncology floor. She did share, however, that she had heard about some paranormal activity on other floors from other staff members, but she couldn't confirm them herself. I wasn't on any narcotics or other medication at the time, so I was of sound mind and knew what had occurred. Some friends think it was a ghost, while others believe it was a guardian angel. I'm not sure what my take is on this. My other story involves my sister, who's a nurse. This took place about 10 years ago, give or take a year. It was a graveyard shift, and she was overlooking a pediatric room that had children fast asleep. All was quiet, until she had heard the voice of a young child, probably a girl, saying her name softly, also in a sing-song way. It had repeated a few times and seemed to be very close to her, right by her ear. She looked around the room and all the children were asleep. She was freaked out. There was another nurse working the shift with her who had been on break when it happened. She told her about it, and the nurse shared that on another night working the overnight shift. She also experienced similar things. Sitting at the same desk on one side of the room, she saw what looked to be the top of a child's head bobbing up and down on the other side of the desk. She stood up to see who it was, and there was nobody there. This continued a few more times, and she too heard the little voice saying her name close to her ear. They were both creeped out. They never did find out who that child was, but obviously made the conclusion that there was no child awake in the area at that time. Well, that wraps up our preview portion of EPP Bonus Episode 229 of Real Ghost Stories Online. I hope you enjoyed it. Stay with us and become an EPP Extra Podcast person to hear the other stories in the episode, just jam-packed with amazing paranormal encounters. GhostPodcast.com is where you can download the full episode when you become an EPP, or through Patreon. The link is there as well. We will discuss the stories of when a woman was going through dialysis and the out-of-body experience that she had with something very dark, a dead body on a gurney in a basement morgue that seems to come back to life, and a woman suffering from a migraine encounters a man in her room who vanishes after delivering a message. I hope you will come and enjoy all of this episode. It's only $5 a month at ghostpodcast.com. When you become an EPP, you'll not only get access to all 229 bonus episodes, you'll also get an e-copy of our book, a $14 value right there. You're coming out ahead because it's only $5 to be an EPP. This you get for free. It's an Amazon bestseller. We will send that to you, an e-copy, right when you sign up. You will also have access to a FastPass email address to get your stories to us for consideration on the show faster. You'll also get access to advanced episodes of our regular program weeks before they go public, so you will always have episodes to listen to. You also get the satisfaction of knowing you're keeping this program on the air. This show is mainly supported by you guys through your support of being extra podcast people, as we call them, EPPs. GhostPodcast.com. Support us. Sign up. $5 a month is all we ask. Where you can sign up for a full year, get 1 month free, and we'll give you an extra bonus there, a spirit flask. Yes, a flask with our logo on it. I will physically send it to you, autograph, and get it out to you in the mail. $55 for that. Full year membership, 1 month free, spirit flask, and everything else I just mentioned previously. Check it out at ghostpodcast.com and keep our show going. Until next time, for Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you and good night.
Thank you.